Ethel, would you like to come lead us in worship?
Sure.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Before I do, I want to say Happy Father's Day too to the dads. And I'm just going to stand here for 2 seconds. During the week, I had...
Oh. Yeah, don't touch.
Just these thoughts about Dad, I was thinking about my own dad, and it just came to me to share it today. And it's a little bit of a challenge as well. When I was growing up, I did not like my dad. I didn't have a lot of time for him. I tried to avoid him as much as I could. And it wasn't until I was about 35, I think I've mentioned this story before, but it wasn't until I was about 35 that I went to him and apologised for my attitudes to him as I was growing up. And when he stopped sobbing and let me go, you know, there was a whole lot of change between the two of us. I don't think Dad changed a whole lot, but I did. I changed a whole lot in my heart. But the thing for me about Dad was it wasn't that Dad was an awful dad. He was a great dad. But we never saw him as children. We never saw my dad. He was always busy at work. And it came to me this week that that was the prime reason that I disliked my dad, because I never saw him. I never ever remember having Dad read a story to us, sit us on his knee, his arm around us. I never ever remember that happening in our family. And so I want to just put a challenge out to the dads today. I know that it's work hard and everybody works hard, but it's a challenge to you to actually put your arm around your kid, even if they're 50. Put your arm around them. Sometimes you can't do that because it's like abuse situations and it's not appropriate to do that. But you know, if you can, don't forget that, don't have regrets. In my own family, it was interesting that there were 5 girls and 1 boy. When I went to my dad and apologised to him, I didn't know that after that, 2 others of my sisters did the same thing. One sister dug her toes in, and she actually came to me and said, "What are you looking for? Do you want some money or something?" And I said no, but I just had some real convictions in my heart that I haven't honoured my dad like I should have. And she said, "Well, you know, mutter. And it wasn't until after Dad had passed away that she had huge regrets in her heart that she had not put things right with Dad. And, you know, just for all of us, it's a big thing for us. Don't let life go by and have regrets at the end of it. It's too important to not do that. So that was just something that I had this week. Also, I just wanted to say, you know, it's been a hard decision for Dave and I to just leave the church, and I guess like that. We have come to so love you guys. I don't think you know how much we love you. And I remember a pastor saying to a big group of pastors years ago, if you don't love your church as a pastor, you had better leave pretty quick, because the church knows if a pastor doesn't love them. And it's been an interesting thing for us that we thought, you know, if we don't love a church, we better not leave here. But we have loved this church like I don't know what, and we're going to miss you guys. And quite frankly, after 40 years of ministry, it's like, where do you go to church after that? You know, the pastor's got to find the church himself and be ministered to. And over the last couple of weeks, I've watched Doug, and like many wives, they've watched their husband in ministry, and I just thought, you know, he's tired, and probably, you know, a couple of the health issues are not sort of coming right as fast as we would like them to. And so we need to be wise and address that and think, yes, we could take on a contract, but on the other hand, we need to be very wise about that. And think as you get older, sometimes some of those health things just don't come right as quickly as you'd like them to. So for us, it's been a huge decision to make, and we will miss you guys like I don't know what. Please don't cry, because we will too. Okay. I've got a song this morning for worship. It's a real old song. I don't know if it's a Baptist song or a Presbyterian song or both or what, but it's a song called "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Do any of you know it? Ooh, one dance. We're going to have probably a samba or a duet or something. But it's got some great words to it. And over about the last 3 months, this song has just been going round and round and round in my mind. And when I was praying through the week, Lord, what songs should we be having this week? This was the song that just kept coming to me and to me and to me. And as I read the words, the words of some of these old, old songs have got some incredible meaning. And I want to read you some of it. It's got, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust him more." And what was getting at me this week was just really to take Jesus as what he says, and what his word says is what his word says. There's no buts, ifs, or anything. And many times when we've been in ministry, people would come to us and say, "I know the Bible says this, but..." There's no buts about the Bible. It says what it says, and it's true. And we need to believe it and put it into practice in our lives and find out who we are in God and who God is in us. And we keep saying that because it's like, until that sinks in, it's like we don't have a whole lot of powerful stuff in our lives because we don't even know who we are. And so that's it. And then how I trust him, how I've proved him over and over and over and over again. And I know that you folk can say that too. There have been so many, many times when there's too many times to say, you know, tell me six of those. There's probably thousands of them when we have trusted him and he's proved himself over and over and over again. The question that came to me this week was, have I proved myself to God over and over again? Turn the question around. I've proved God, but has he proved me? And in this time, particularly in the church, God's going to prove you to see, you know, there's something that's happening in the church right from today onwards. And it's like, what are you going to do with that? It's all very well to say, what are we going to do? And God says, no, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? And so that's a huge thing for the church. Turn it around the other way, and then it changes. And our lives change, and it's like everything changes. Because it's not who we are, it's who God in us is in us. So stand and sing the song. It's a fairly simple tune, and I think you'll get it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, you're a good God. Lord, in the midst of everything that we're having to work through at the minute, I pray that we would keep focused that you're a good, good God. You're a good God. And you have good things for this parish. You have good things for all of us. You have good things for all of our lives. And we want to thank you for who you are in us and who we are in you. And I pray that that will just permeate over and over and over again in our hearts. Thank you. Amen. I just wanted to say one last thing. Please be seated. Just before communion. And that is that part of our ministry has been interesting. So when we were first married, it wasn't long after that we said, God, we both have just a real desire in our hearts to serve you. And we want to say, God, we don't know if we're the people you want for this job, but we want to take the hard stuff. We want to take the churches that nobody else wants. We want to do the hill country. We're probably either very stupid or we may be drinking some wine, I don't know, but that was probably a very foolish thing to pray. Because for nearly 40 years has been our ministry. And it's been an incredible ministry. We wouldn't change it for anything. It's been very tough because we have had a lot of the churches that probably no other pastor would want to go to. And we've had that said to us, why did you take that church? And we said, because we felt God was leading us there. And it's been just a joy to us to come here. This has been a church for us that's an interim pastor, and it's been absolutely amazing. And yes, there are some tough things in this church, but we have loved every moment of it. So for you, look at the hill country all around you and say, yes, we're going to take the hill country. Amen.
Thank you.